وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الكريم، بارك الله فيك. It depends about your definition for the meaning of كبار and صغار. If your definition is for the كبار like the كبار, then you will agree 100% that Yemen have big scholars like have كبار علماء, كبار scholars like the other places, like many other places. But if your definition for the kibar, for the word of kibar, like the definition of some of the sigar, then you will say, they don't have, and maybe it don't have in the whole world. So it's kind of hawa, yeah. It's kind of hawa statements to criticize a people that maybe are not satisfied with them, with their methodology, with their way, with... No, don't deal with people with the way that you don't like it to yourself. Some people, they deal with others with the way that they don't like others to deal with them with the same way. It's kind of injustice. Be with them with the way that you would like people to deal with you. Anyway, حفظكم الله يا أخواني في الله. I think we discussed about this point before many times. Even a great brother, may Allah Jalla reward him in case of khair, helped me to write that article about كبار and صغار, and we mentioned the correct definition for it, and I will send to you that article. Or you can refer to the pinned message in the top. Some of it, one of it is this article about the Kibar and Sirah. And also, حفظك الله تعالى, you ask about who they are. I tell you, most of the students of Sheikh Muqbil, most of the first and last student of Sheikh Muqbil, who now they are in charge of lots of marakis, centers of knowledge in Yemen, and already for the last 20 to 30 years, many students grab which under their hands. May Allah reward them and encase them in all khair. They are among the kibar ulama in Yemen. But yes, al-masala nisbiyya, maybe when you count the kibar of ulama, those ulama, the kibar of ulama, the great students of Sheikh Muqbil, the old students of Sheikh Muqbil, who hundreds or thousands of students graduate under their hands, hundreds or thousands of students became mashayikh in charge of other marakis in Yemen, graduate under their hands. Those people, maybe when you compare them with the ulama, for example, in Saudi, they will be not the same kibar. For example, it's possible. I'm talking about possibilities, possible. But it doesn't mean that they are not kibar. They are kibar for the people, they are kibar for the da'wah, they are kibar in where they live and where they benefit. So it depends. It depends, حفظك الله تعالى. And this kind of comparison is not, it doesn't decrease their level and their knowledge and their way. No. But I'm giving you kind of possibilities for you to understand. It's possible. The kibar, those people, they hold on the sunnah heart and practice it with the correct understanding and spreading this kind of knowledge among the people until they benefit the people and people graduate under their hands with the same methodology to benefit others. Like this. The kibar who many generations graduate under their hands among the sunnah, practicing the haqq, spreading the truth in the whole world. If those people, if this kind of description for those people, if this kind of description means kibar ulama not applied on this kind of people, will apply on who? It will apply on who? On the people that you like only? Here is the hawa. Be careful, ya. حفظك الله ورعاك. Please refer to the old article that I wrote it, and I'm sure, and I say that brother, may Allah reward him, help me on it, and you can refer to it in the pinned message for you to understand it better, inshallah. Have a good one.